Hola a todos, soy Natalie, soy de Birmingham en Inglaterra y esto es un Spanish Tip-It.
One of the most common questions I'm asked is, do you teach Spanish from Spain or Latin America? Which usually prompts me to go off on a mini rant. I don't love that question. I'll make a video with the full mini rant one day, but in short, Spanish is Spanish. I teach Spanish. Of course there are differences from country to country or region to region, just like English, and when a difference comes up, I point it out. Well, consider beber versus tomar pointed out. Both words are commonly used for to drink. Right off the bat, I want to tell you, no matter what, as long as you're in a restaurant or any eating or drinking establishment, you can say beber or tomar for to drink and you'll be understood 100% of the time. But the short, simple, straightforward difference between the two is beber is used for to drink in Spain while tomar is used for to drink in Latin America. I've had Latin American friends tell me that beber to them sounds a little weird or formal, like something they'd see in literature or poetry. So in a restaurant or bar in Spain, a waiter would ask you, what do you want to drink? With ¿qué quieres beber? But in Latin America, they'd ask that same question, what do you want to drink? With ¿qué quieres tomar? Or ¿qué quiere tomar? They use the formal usted form more often in Latin America. I remember tomar as to drink being a little weird to me at first. I had learned tomar means to take, and it does. You can take a class, tomar una clase. You can take a bath, tomar un baño. You can tomar lots of things in Spanish you'd normally take in English. But in Latin America, tomar is also used for to drink. One of the more common and cute mistakes you'll hear in English from Spanish speakers is, do you want to take a coffee? I've heard that so many times, it almost seems correct to me. I think I've even said it a few times. Wait, can we say that in English? See? So that's the basic rule of thumb. In Spain, they use beber for to drink. In Latin America, they use tomar. But wait, there's more. In Spain, even though they use beber for to drink, as I just told you, they still use tomar when talking about the process of consuming drinks. So back to the restaurant, when they ask you, what do you want to drink? They use beber in Spain because they want to know literally what you want to drink. And I mean literally, literally. What liquid do you want to put in your mouth and swallow? But if you say to a friend, let's go have a coffee, you're talking more about the process of getting or consuming the coffee, not just swallowing it. In that case, you use tomar in Spain and everywhere in the Spanish-speaking world that I know of. So, let's go have a coffee would be said, vamos a tomar un café. That's everywhere. When they use tomar this way, it's like how when we have, get, or grab a drink. Let's get some drinks. Tomamos unas copas. You want to grab a Coke? ¿Quieres tomar una Coca-Cola? Just saying Coca works sometimes. Other times I have to say the full-on Coca-Cola. You with me? Bottom line, to drink is beber in Spain, but tomar in Latin America. Then to have, get, or grab drinks is tomar everywhere. But wait, there's more. In Spain, tomamos algo doesn't just talk about liquids. Tomar can also be used for food or snacks. Tomamos algo in Spain could be, let's get something to drink, or let's get something to eat, or both. But in Latin America, in my experience, tomar is only used for drinks. But wait, there's more. In Latin America, even though I told you they only use tomar, beber is actually used for one thing, alcohol. When talking about alcohol, even if the alcohol isn't specifically mentioned, you can use beber, but you don't have to. So in Latin America, he drinks a lot. When you say that, alcohol is implied. If you're talking about alcohol, you can use beber. Él bebe mucho. Last night, I went out to drink with my friends. Alcohol is implied again in this one. So it could be, anoche salí a beber con mis amigos. In both cases, you can still use tomar like you normally would in Latin America, el toma mucho, and anoche salí a tomar con mis amigos. It's just beber is totally acceptable and quite common when speaking of alcohol in Latin America. Okay, that's it for today. If you like this video, you can watch more just like it at SpanishDude.com/tidbits, then even more, many dozens, in my premium course, Fun with Words, focused exclusively on building your Spanish vocabulary. Link is below this video or in the description. A special shout out to Natalie in Birmingham. Thank you so much for your video intro. I especially like the pizzazz at the end. Way to land it. If you'd like to appear in a future Spanish tidbit, go to SpanishDude.com/tidbits and you'll see instructions on how to make that happen at the top of the page. If you haven't already subscribed to the Spanish Dude newsletter, you really should. Not only will I give you the heads up first when I release a new video, but you'll get discounts not available to the public. And I'm now sending out a subscriber-only video once a month. So go to SpanishDude.com/free-updates and sign up for the Spanish Dude newsletter. Okay, until the next tidbit, I'm Jordan and I love Spanish.